Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office expands pursuit training as drug-related chases increase in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is stepping up training as the number of high-speed pursuits continues to rise. Over the past few years, deputies have seen a sharp increase in chases from about 10 to 11 per year historically to 27 in 2024 and 25 in 2025. So far in 2026, there have already been 4 pursuits. In response, the department is launching a new training program focused on tactical vehicle intervention, or TVI, a controlled method used to safely end vehicle pursuits. Sheriff's Captain Paul Ponnell says the goal is to give deputies another option beyond simply calling off a chase or using spike strips, which can be dangerous at high speeds. County commissioners unanimously approved more than $31,000 in opioid settlement funds to support the program, including modifying patrol vehicles for training. The training is expected to take place this spring at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport while the runway is closed for construction. Officials say many pursuits are tied to drug-related crimes, including fentanyl. State data shows a major increase in fentanyl seizures in recent years, including thousands of pills recovered in Campbell County alone.
The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigations has reported a 264% increase in fentanyl seizures statewide between 2020 and 2025, and Campbell County is not exempt. 3.5 pounds of fentanyl were removed from our community in 2025 alone. That's the equivalent of 16,000 pills. And one pill is enough to kill one person.
Ponnell says the hope is to train all deputies within the next 2 years and ultimately make pursuits safer for both law enforcement and the public. Weston County Clerk fights removal, calls case petty in court filing. Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock is pushing back against efforts to remove her from office, arguing the state has not proved the level of wrongdoing required under Wyoming law. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a court filing this week, Hadlock's attorney said the case brought by the Wyoming Attorney General lacks evidence of misconduct and malfeasance standards required to remove an elected official. The case stems from a botched 2024 general election in Weston County, where faulty ballots were mixed with correct ones, leading to inaccurate results in 2 uncontested races. Hadlock later conducted a hand recount to correct the issue and acknowledged mistakes in a follow-up audit, including missing errors in 21 ballots. Secretary of State Chuck Gray has publicly raised concerns about those errors, while Governor Mark Gordon ultimately recommended Hadlock's removal after additional complaints were filed. However, Hadlock's attorney says the issues amount to negligence at most, not intentional wrongdoing, and says there was no effort to alter election outcomes. The filing also challenges claims tied to Hadlock's missing a legislative subpoena, arguing that issue does not qualify as misconduct in office. The case is ongoing and will determine whether the clerk can remain in her elected position. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.